Curfew continues in Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The streets of the Ukrainian capital deserted as a curfew that began yesterday extends into tomorrow.
What is being discussed by some people in Kiev is whether the authorities there believe the Russian ground assault is coming. I have to say, I've not seen any sign of that. And as I say, the ground troops, the Russian ground troops, seem to be stuck outside in the suburbs right now.
And Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports resorting to long-range indiscriminate artillery shelling, which local authorities say struck more civilian apartment complexes on Tuesday. The Ukrainian president will speak to the House and Senate on Wednesday.
Probably the most significant speech to Congress by a foreign dignitary, a foreign leader, since Winston Churchill in 1941. He spoke to a joint meeting of Congress just about 3 weeks after Pearl Harbor. Zelensky will make his case, and he will press for aid.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. President Biden is expected to announce Wednesday another big military aid package for Ukraine, including weapons that can shoot down planes or knock out tanks. Police in Boston looking for the gunman in a shooting outside a Boston public school on Tuesday.
Police say that 31-year-old teacher and 17-year-old student are expected to be okay after they were shot. Police say they were in the parking lot of the school around 5:40 p.m. preparing for a school event when that suspect opened fire and then took off. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says the city will provide extra resources to help this school community deal with this traumatic event.
You place so much trust in your teachers and the school system. We will live up to that trust.
And the Boston Public School Superintendent says there will be no school here as they deal with this crisis.
That's reporter Litza Pappas of Fox affiliate Boston 25. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Only days after springing forward, if the Senate gets its way, our clocks may never fall back again.
Without a vote and without any objections, the Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent.
So we're doing this back and forth of clock changing.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is a sponsor of the legislation, arguing there are reasons beyond just that inconvenience to stick with daylight saving time.
See an increase in heart attacks and car accidents and pedestrian accidents in the week that follow the changes.
Any permanent time change still needs approval in the House. No vote there is yet scheduled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden marking Women's History Month at the White House on Tuesday.
Women's History Month is an opportunity to honor the legacy, the vision, and the achievements of trailblazing women and girls who've built, shaped, and strengthened the character, the very character of this nation. And despite hardships and exclusion and discrimination, women won the right to vote, campaigned against injustice, shattered countless barriers.
And the president said he's proud to have nominated the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court, the first woman vice president not in attendance because Kamala Harris' husband has tested COVID positive. The leader of Ireland will spend St. Patrick's Day at the White House.
The Taoiseach, or Prime Minister of Ireland, Michael Martin, in Washington for a series of economic engagements today and attending events tomorrow at the White House and on Capitol Hill, including a breakfast hosted by the vice president, a speaker's lunch, and later bilats with President Biden, as well as the traditional shamrock ceremony and ambassador's St. Patrick's Day reception. Discussions between the world leaders are also expected to take up the situation in Ukraine. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.